The Diana vase, Charles Nook's masterpiece, was initially modelled at Dalton's Burslem Art Studio in Staffordshire for the prestigious Chicago Exhibition in 1893. It was so well received that another Diana vase, shown here, was made for the Paris Exhibition in 1900. A figure of Diana, the Roman goddess of the chase, crowns this superb Renaissance-style design. One side, painted by Frederick Hancock, depicts Orpheus enchanting the animals with music from his lyre. The other side, painted by George White, portrays Orpheus and Eurydice, the oak nymph he endeavoured to bring back from the dead with his music. The vase is further adorned with 22 carat gold by William Skinner. The historical significance of the Diana vase is profound. Dalton's finest wares were showcased at the World's Fairs at the turn of the last century. The Chicago exhibition was hailed as Henry Dalton's greatest triumph, earning him 7 of the highest awards at the exhibition, the most significant number granted to any pottery company. In a testament to their excellence, the Dalton Company was granted King Edward VII's royal warrant of appointment in July of 1901, along with permission from the King to use the title Royal in describing their potteries and manufactures. Royal Dalton's exhibition triumphs continued at the St. Louis Exhibition in 1904. Their artistic prowess was displayed in monumental vases, which provided a canvas for the superb talents of Royal Dalton's prestige painters, including George White, Charles Beresford Hopkins, and David Dewsbury. These remarkable works of art can be admired in our museum galleries.